This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be taken up tomorrow morning. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 10,545 counting personnel will be deployed for counting duties, supported by 4,624 micro-observers. A correspondent reports that 234 counting observers, one for each assembly constituency, will oversee the proceedings and ensure strict adherence to extend instructions of the commission. In West Bengal, election officials said that all arrangements are in place at 77 counting centres across the state, with multi-layered security in place to ensure transparency. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister and Senior BJP leader Kiran Rijiju alleged that all opposition parties have continuously attacked the government agencies, Election Commission, electronic voting machines, media and now targeting the judiciary. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, "These parties don't realize that they are attacking the core of the country's democracy." He further added that people of the country will give them a befitting reply and teach a lifetime lesson. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramon Naidu today visited Uday Aqua Industry at Mulepalam village in Sompeta Mandal of Srikakulam district, where projects have been implemented under the National Fisheries Development Board, NFDB. During the visit, the Union Minister, along with local MLA Dr. Ashok, and district officials reviewed the activities being carried out at the aqua industry. The Indian Army contingent has departed to Cambodia for the second edition of India-Cambodia bilateral military exercise Sinbags 2. In a social media post, Additional Director General of Public Information of Indian Army said that the exercise is scheduled to be conducted at the Techno Sen Phnom Tom Mrias Prov Royal Cambodian Air Force Training Centre, Camp Basil, from 4th to 17th of this month. It added that the exercise will be conducted with focus on company-level joint training for conductive operations in sub-conventional environment. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET UG for admission to undergraduate medical education will be held today. The examination will begin at 2 in the afternoon and will conclude at 5 p.m. Indian students in the UAE are appearing for National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET UG 2026 today, with examination centres open in both Dubai and Sharjah. The pen and paper test conducted by the National Testing Agency has been held from 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. UAE time. The Indian High School in Dubai and Sharjah Indian School in Sharjah are serving as the designated examination centres. The examination has been overseen by the Consulate General of India in Dubai. A massive fire today claimed 9 lives in Vivek Bihar area of the national capital. The Delhi Fire Services said they received information about the fire incident early this morning, following which 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot to douse the flames. The department informed that the fire was brought under control by 6:25 a.m. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Taranjit Singh Sandhu, and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic fire accident in Vivek Bihar this morning. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghaei has reacted to U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks that called the U.S. seizure of Iranian vessels piracy. Baghaei, in a social media post, said it was a direct and damning admission of a criminal nature of their actions against international maritime navigation. Baghaei called on the international community, UN member states and the UN Secretary General to firmly reject any normalization of such blatant violations of international law. Trump had bragged that the U.S. Navy acted like pirates in its blockade of Iranian ports. Trump, at an event in Florida, said they took over the ship, the cargo, the oil, and it was very profitable business. Amid the ongoing West Asia conflict, OPEC plus countries have agreed in principle to raise oil output targets in June. Reports say the 7 OPEC plus countries have agreed to raise oil output targets by about 1,80,000 barrels per day next month. This will be the third consecutive monthly increase amid geopolitical crisis and the departure of the United Arab Emirates UAE from the group. With the UAE leaving, OPEC Plus includes 21 members, including Iran. And that is the end of this news bulletin.